Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to be here, to spend this time studying your word. We pray for the remembrance of you coming up soon. And we pray as we have this brief time together, as we sing and look at your word and have a short lesson, that it would be a good reminder for the kids and for all of us as we head back to wherever we came from. In Jesus' name, amen. So, for this meeting, ultimately I expect the meeting will be fairly short, but we're going to sing a series of songs here, and then there will be a short lesson, which does involve different kinds of balls. Okay, so the first song we'll sing, and I hope that most of you know these different tunes. If not, just come along for the ride and help people pick them up. So the first one, oh, yes? You know what? I think we're probably going to end up singing. We may well end up singing 8 songs, but you can pick whichever one you want to start with.
Okay. How about number 7?
Number 7. Shamgar had an ox goad. You guys want to take that away?
No.
Anyone know how to start this? Has a different selection. We'll sing number 1. Read your Bible, pray every day.
Yay! I love that one. Read your Bible, pray every day.
Have one of these other songs you're interested in singing next, let me know. Which one, Pamela?
A, B, C, D. Oh.
Number 6.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Jesus died for you and me. H, I, J, K, L, M, N. Jesus died for sinful men.
Amen.
O, P, Q, R, S. I believe God's word is true. U, V, W, God has promised you. X, Y, Z, a home eternally.
Not backwards,
Dad. Z, Y, X, and W, V. God is watching over me. U, T, S, R, Q, P, O. Jesus loves me, this I know, that's so. N, M, L, K, J, and I will meet him in the sky. H, G, F, B, God has promised me. E, C, A, I'll be with him someday.
Oh, there's another one. Number 5. There once was a wild little donkey.
There once was a wild little donkey. He had to be tied to a tree. And Jesus was thinking about him. just the way that he should. A quiet, submissively donkey, made so by the blessed Son of God. And Jesus is able to make you whatever he wants you to be. He loves you and longs to forgive you and make you both happy and free.
Does anyone know how to start number two? We have heard the joyful sound. What can wash away my sins?
What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So that not one spot remains. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
We'll have the opportunity to sing one or two after, so you can save that. I'm just going to close the door here for a moment.
That way all the others can all leave.
So I brought a number of items here today. And one of these balls, right? And we have another one here. We have a larger one here, and what I've noticed is that kids learn to enjoy playing with balls at a very young age. James is already a rather big fan. It's one of the earlier words that he learned, a ball, or ball. And very versatile. Can any of the kids tell me some games that are played with some kind of ball? Pamela.
Tennis and soccer.
Tennis and soccer.
Basketball.
Basketball. Anything else?
Football, except the ball isn't...
Yeah, it's a little bit of a... not quite a sphere.
Catch.
Catch.
Baseball.
Baseball.
Volleyball.
Yeah, volleyball. There's quite... Never mind. Can anyone... Do any of the kids want to guess? What are some of the features that make a ball so fun to play with? Any ideas? Emerson.
It's round.
It's round? Why would that be a useful feature?
Well, so like maybe you can bounce some of the balls around because it's round.
Okay.
It's filled with air, but if it was filled with stuff, it wouldn't go like bouncing down.
That's true. It does depend on what it's filled with.
It's a sphere, so you can... Throw almost anywhere, except for into space.
You can throw almost anywhere. That's, that is in many ways a good point. One of the features of a ball is that it's round, right? It's a sphere. And the nature of a ball is it's generally the same in almost every direction, no matter how you hold it. And because of that, it's really easy to make it go in different directions. You can send it left, right, forwards, backwards, and it doesn't put up a lot of resistance in general. It's not doesn't have strong preferences to go one way or the other. Well, we'll get these unless unless there are winds, and that's a good point. When we or when I played with balls or things like this when I was young, we were on the water, and sometimes if you lost a ball, right, inflatable ball. Somewhat like this, you would likely find it just a little bit down the water on the shore. Because once it's out of someone's hands, it generally just goes along in the current or wherever the wind might be blowing. It's the flip side of being round, that it's not trying to get anywhere unless something on the outside pushes it in that direction. And I was reminded of a verse in Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. We'll read 14 and 15. It says, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. It talks about children being tossed to and fro, and kids sometimes can be a little bit like balls, in that they, a ball can go in almost any direction without preference, and kids have the remarkable potential to go in almost any direction. When there's a young kid, you sometimes have no idea what direction they're going to go into. And if they're really, really young, and you can just carry them around wherever you want in a glorified basket, as they get older, right, that becomes less easy, right? Kids go from being able to be any direction to starting to go in specific directions. And there's a shape on the water that is very good at this. It's not a ball. It's more of a sailboat. I considered bringing in a sailboat, but that seemed impractical. So you'll just have to imagine an enormous sailboat. Right? Sailboats are not rounds in general. They may have a curved hull, but they have a keel. They have, does anyone know any other parts of a sailboat?
Some have motors. Like some have steering wheels, like our motor boat at the cottage. That's why we always do it to the candy shop when we want to get candy, because
I think
to go back and forth. And
well, harder. Yes, but we're talking about sailboats that don't have motors. What's the other one? The name contains a clue.
The flag.
The flag on top. We have a keel and a flag on top. And anything else that's usually on a sailboat?
Sail.
Okay, there we go.
A boat?
Yes, a boat. That's right. So, one of the features, you know, one of the features of a sailboat is it has these kind of sharp jutting shapes. It has a keel going into the water, it has a sail that goes up. It might have a flag. But these keel, the sail, this hull, these shapes, they allow it to navigate along the water, no matter which way the current is going, and no matter which way the wind is blowing. With the ability to tack, you can even sail directly against the wind. And, you know, part of growing up in life is going from being a kid where perhaps the environment around you has a lot of influence on you. It's easier for things to push you in one direction or another and become adults and more mature, where we're perhaps a little bit more pointy, a bit more like a sailboat, where we develop shape and rigidity in the right places that allow us to travel to where we're supposed to go, even if the wind or the current is going in a different direction. You know, there's an old poem, and it says about sailboats. There's one ship sails east and another west by the selfsame wind that blows. It's the set of the sails and not the gales that determines the way she goes. Like the winds of the sea and the waves of time as we travel along through life, it's the set of the soul that determines the goal, and not the calm or the strife. For any of you kids here, as you get older, if you haven't already experienced some difficult times, you likely will experience them at some point. But part of growing up is learning the goals that we should have. That if you've accepted Jesus as your Savior, and have started learning and reading the Bible, you've learned that our goals are things we should be doing in life and with our life. And we try to develop the skills so that we can go for those goals, we can accomplish those things, even if we hit some rough weather or some winds that are blowing us in the wrong direction. And the good news is, I think for any child here, is you have people around you that are trying to help you and shape you into the best possible metaphorical sailboat that you can be. So I want to close with the song that you wanted to sing. Do you remember what it was?
Number four.
Yes. This is a great song.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often bore.
10.
Day is to the Lord in prayer. In his arms still take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there.
I'll close in prayer. Lord, we thank you again for this time, these few minutes, just to sing these songs and think about your word. I pray for each of the children here and also for everyone here of every age, that that we would be shaped by you into the kind of people that will continually work to achieve the goals you want for our life, that we would stay on that straight and narrow way, that we would go in the direction we should, even when we have headwinds. In Jesus' name, amen.